All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that his blood was shed for the remissions of our sins. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for life today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not left us alone, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you and we worship you because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, I thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the gifts of healing being activated in the body of Christ, that the spirit of disease, sickness, and infirmity will be broken in the lives of your people, that your people be healed and made whole in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of that healing right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you for healing stomach ulcers right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for healing ulcers. I thank you for healing diabetes, type 1 and type 2. In the name, I thank you for a new pancreas, creative pancreas being healed, manifesting in the life of the young people. In the name of Yeshua, Lord God, I thank you for that. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua and anxiety. I pray, Lord God, those that are seeking wisdom and direction, that you would speak to them, that you would lead and guide their footsteps, Lord God, and that you would open doors for them in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for the breach, healing families and reconciliation. Families coming back, get together again in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for binding the strong men over this area and this region, witchcraft, perversion, idol worship. We bind it up right now with chains from heaven. Lord, release your warring angels to go forth and to do battle in the name of Yeshua. And let the power of the Holy Spirit rule and reign supreme in Yeshua's mighty name. Lord God, I thank you for testimonies of healing. I thank you for testimonies of blessings, of new jobs, in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. And welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you today. By the power of God, I am so thankful and blessed that God has allowed me to continue to be on the airwaves. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in perilous times. The last days, the return of Yeshua is imminent. We're believing and asking God to send revival to the body of Christ, to the United States of America, that we might experience His power and His glory as we look and see what is taking place. Murder, violence, rebellion, perversion. Just like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we need God to show up. We need God to show up in a mighty way, because we in trouble. We are in trouble. And we were in 2 Timothy chapter 3 last week, so let's go there. As we look and see, and realizing, saints, that the epistles were written to the body of Christ, to the believers. And I was discussing this last week, how this was written by the Holy Spirit through the hand of Timothy. This is how you're going to know it's in the last days. It says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times are going to come. It's going to get worse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And you heard me say, when you think about what with Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all those things like that, what is it about? Self-love. Look at me, me, me. Look at me. Me, me, me. Look at me. Without natural affection, the love of many has grown cold. Families are breaking up. You have people living in the same household. They can't stand each other. We talking about Christians. We ain't talking about the unbelievers. We talking about people that are professing Christ, because when Paul says this, they're going to be truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despises those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power from such turn away. This is going to be your signs and things that are going to be manifesting in the church today. And the church has compromised with the spirit of the world, because you've heard me say this a couple of broadcasts ago, is that the church that we have today, we want everybody to embrace us. We want everybody to like us. Oh, God forbid we say something to offend someone. We don't want to offend people. Some people need to be offended because they're on their way to hell. It's our charge to be a light in the midst of darkness. How bright is the church shining today in the United States of America? Do we have the power and the authority, and are we walking in it? Because the occult and witchcraft and all this stuff is extremely powerful today, and it is stealing the lives of young people. Our young people turn to the occult because they're seeking an experience with the other side, the supernatural realm, and because they are not seeing the church demonstrate this power. They are turning to the occult. They are involved in the occult, which gives the enemy a legal right to come up our children. Suicide rates are up. Depression, anxiety are up. Our kids are highly medicated now. They're walking around like zombies. Why? Because the church has not prayed. The church has not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God and allowed the Holy Spirit of God to run their services in their churches, instead of relying on the church building programs and social program for this and social program for that, instead of just having the straight power of God. Paul said, I don't trust in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. We need the power of God to bring change in the lives of the people. We can sit there and preach 3 points and a poem and a homiletical message and have a little tea and crumpets and do all of that. But are we a threat to the kingdom of darkness? As a believer, are we walking in that power and authority that the devil and the demons tremble when you come into a building, when you walk into a place, because you have the presence of God upon you, because you have spent time in the secret place praying and seeking the face of God? Do you have that anointing? Or is it just nice? Don't get me wrong, saints. It's all right to be nice. But there should be something stirring on the inside of us when we see what's going on with all of these policies and all of this gender dysphoria that is taking place. All of these policies that are anti-God, anti-Christ, we should be stirred to pray and seek after God. And he says they have a form of godliness. He says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with various lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning their faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. There's going to be a change, and we're seeing this happening and taking place. People are so easily deceived. Saints, Satan's chief weapon is deception. And the whole world is lying in deception right now. And we need to recognize that because he deceives and uses deception, that's how he is able to keep people in bondage, in captivity, because they have been deceived. And you say, well, preacher, I just don't agree with that assessment. Okay. Go with me to Revelation. Yeah, you know, I'm going to give you a chapter and verse, because I'm going to back up what I say with the scripture. Go to Revelation chapter 20. And I'm going to show you how powerful God is. And you've heard me say this, and I can say it with my chest. God has no equal. I can say it with my chest once again. Satan is beneath God. I can say it again. The kingdom of darkness is nowhere near the kingdom of God. Satan, Hallel, Lucifer, is a created being, and he is beneath God. The God that we serve is greater than any demonic force or principality. Why are we walking around in fear and trembling of the devil? I don't know. Well, it comes from him, because he uses fear, his other chief weapon. But look at this. Let's go into the scripture and let's see what saith the scripture. He says in Revelation chapter 20, he says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. You probably heard me pray. When I'm praying, I bind the demonic forces with chains from heaven. So it's biblical when I pray that. And we have to start binding any demonic force would change from heaven. But I want you to get this, because some of these saints have never even saw this and never considered this from this viewpoint. Look at this now. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, look at this now. The world trembles when they hear about Satan. Well, they don't hear a lot about him, but think about most Christians in today. They tremble and they fear and they're afraid and they shake, and the devil is doing this, and the devil is doing that, and the demon this, and the demon that. And I say, stop it. The God that we serve is greater. God can send one angel with a chain and bind him up 1,000 years. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. One angel? You see, when God decrees, something is bound. There ain't nothing, anybody, in Lucifer. See, Lucifer doesn't create anything. He imitates. Bound him. One angel bound him up. Somebody ought to be shot in glory right now. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that, highlight this in your Bible, saints, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little season. Deceive the nations no more. There it is, right there. So the nations are under deception, and a lot of what we see is not really truth, because there is a spiritual side, and warfare and things are happening and moving and shaking, and there are principalities and powers that are set up in positions over these nations that are causing them to do what they do. And we can't see it. But as we pray and get a closer walk with God, we have an understanding of what's taking place. And then we have wisdom and discernment how to play. That's why discernment is so important. And then he says in verse 7, it says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loose out of his prison." And the first thing he's going to do during the millennial reign of Christ, as soon as Satan is loose out of his prison, he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. This is the battle of Armageddon. And so they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake and fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You see, Satan's future is sealed. His demons' future are sealed. But while he is loose and running around, he uses the spirit of deception to get individuals, human beings, to do his bidding, working through his demon cohorts. But we see here that the power of God is greater, because God sends one angel and he says, "Hey, go bind him up and put him in there." He can't do nothing. When God decides to lock Satan down, he's locked down. When God says he is bound, he is bound, and he cannot do anything. It is when he is loose that he has authority to work through his principalities and powers and send commands and have strategies to try to destroy the people of God. You see, he already got the sinners. He goes after the believers, especially those that are on fire for God. So if you're going through a trial and tribulation and all hell is breaking loose around you, it's probably because you're walking with God. And you're making a difference. You're making a dent in the kingdom of darkness. And so you can see that what we see in the natural is all based upon deception. What we hear in the news media is all based on deception, because he is the prince of the power of the air. So, saints, that's why you got to get in the word of God. Get your mind renewed. And allow the Spirit of God to speak to you and to teach you all things. Because we are in a warfare. And Satan uses the weapon of deception to deceive people. And he provides false symptoms. You see, when he comes about as a roaring lion, he's not seeking whom he may devour. He makes a lot of noise. But we have to learn to steady ourselves and not be moved by what the enemy is saying and what he is doing, because he said, "Well, the God that we serve is greater, and the kingdom of darkness has, it's not even on the same level." Why? Because we serve the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. That is straight up. And we have to get to the place in the body of Christ that we learn to yield and surrender to the Lordship of Christ, yield to the Holy Spirit of God, and he will teach us how to war, because God is always talking about us being soldiers in the army of the Lord. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. You're listening to Straight From Your Word. I pray that you're blessed, saints. I pray that you're getting something out of the broadcast today. Keep praying for me. My speech is getting better. Sometimes it fades away, but it's getting better. And I'm grateful, you know, that time I had. I couldn't even say my name. I couldn't say my children's name. I couldn't even pray in the spirit, saints. That's how bad it was. But I kept pressing and kept pressing and kept pressing. And look at this here. We know that Satan uses deception and he uses fear. Then when you get in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We can't do nothing in our own strength, saints. We can't fight this spiritual war with our carnal mind. We will get whipped every single time. He said, but finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, our strength comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the power of the Holy Spirit operating and flowing through us. It says, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies or the tactics of the devil. This spiritual warfare, this unseen warfare is real. We got to take our head out the sand. There is a warfare going around us on our jobs. In our marriages, in our finances. You see, we ain't got time to be eating tea and crumpets. It says, the enemy has a dossier on every family. And there are familiar spirits that are assigned to every family based upon your family history and the involvement in the occult. The enemy knows all of your weaknesses. And that's what he focuses on, your weaknesses. And he comes after you. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see, when your wife and children are all acting up, Yeah, it can be the work of the flesh. There's normally a demonic spirit behind it that's called it. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, the warfare is spiritual. It is powerful. But we serve the Almighty God. It says, wherefore we take unto us the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all, it says you stand. You don't give up. You don't lay down and curl up in a fetal position and start sucking your thumb. You stand. Stand having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. For all saints. You see, we have to be dressed in the armor every day. We have to be able to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to be full of the Word of God. That's why it's extremely important, saints, that we get into the Word of God and we allow the Word of God to renew our minds. We take the time to yield and surrender to the Spirit of God. What the church needs to do in America is yield to the Holy Spirit of God. Quit listening to their boards and allow the Holy Spirit of God to come in and take over, that the power of God can be manifested to deliver and save people's lives. Because when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us and set us free from the power of sin. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves you and bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. And those that have given, thank you for blessing the ministry. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. Pay your family members and loved ones, their hearts will open to hear and receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.